reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. UofE's School of Creative Arts presents a devised play on the Sumas Prairie flooding. Ghosting of Sumas Lake, directed by English Department Associate Professor Dr. Michelle LaFlame, addresses a devastating flood from last November with a focus on telling the story from a student's perspective and exploring the ideas of the current climate crisis, reports from the community, and the concept of ghosting. Dr. LaFlame talked about how she got involved in theater, the concept of ghosting, and the importance of telling this story. What prompted you to go down the path of theater, literature, and performance?
I was the entertainer in my family, and I was always a person that was, rather than just sitting still and telling a story, I would get up and act it out. And then in high school, in my theater class, I was asked to direct a couple of plays for student production at the BC Festival of the Arts, and our plays were up against adults, but they were very thrilled with my direction, and we won a couple of awards, and I thought, wow, this is kind of my thing. I feel more comfortable telling a story through theater and the symbolic space of theater than academic writing.
Could you elaborate on the concept of ghosting and how that ties into this production?
So when I was given the chance to do this devised theater show, this was early in the summer. This conversation took place with Heather Davis Fish, who's the head of the theater department. I worked this summer unearthing all kinds of archival data. And I worked with a man named Kai Pollock, who was my research assistant, and all this stuff came up, like layers and layers and layers, and the 1948 flood in the region, and when the Barrows pump was put in, and when the lake was drained, and Indigenous people who were living, Stolo people who were living for, you know, 10,000 years with this water ebbing and flowing and managing to live, you know, quite a good life in relation to that. Having these really intense dreams, actually, is where it started, about this concept of ghosting. The gallery exhibition is for the archival material that we unearthed, which I realized was way too big for a play. Contacted the gallery, said, we need a repository for all of this research. And that is now going to be turned into a book because there's just so much there. And again, there's so many layers, right? There's several complexities to the title that are linked to the show. One primary idea is that there's an imprint of this traumatic flood on our bodies and our lives. Thus, we are ghosted by the event. People also lost many things, and thus there's a ghosting of the grief of loss that affects people directly and vicariously. There are animals whose carcasses ghost the land. Trauma itself, in a way, ghosts people's lives. The working title evokes an Indigenous cosmology in a sense that there is, in this flood, a return of the waters back to where they had been drained. Their ghostly imprint was there in the farmland all along. There is the reality that the lake was there before the farms, and the lake or trace of it was known by the land. There is future orientation of ghosting as well, ghosting in terms of the floodwaters receded, but always precipitously ghosting or threatening their return due to climate change and these kinds of freak flash floods. So that sense of foreboding is a creative through line in the show. The sound and the lighting maintains that sense of foreboding, the sense of overwhelm, the dynamism of the water, and the absent presence of the flood, even long after the waters recede. When the rain is pelting and unrelenting due to global climate change, we are truly in a space where waters, fire, air, and land appear to have a mind of their own, beyond our human efforts to manage these forces. And flooding serves as a metaphor for the overwhelm that reminds us of our vulnerability, and ghosting reminds us of our connection to all that has been.
This is the UofE Theater Department's first production of the year and will run from November 30th until the 3rd of December at the Abbotsford Campus Performance Studio. There will also be a standalone exhibit of the same name displaying archival material and an immersive audio-visual experience from November 16th until December 2nd. For more information or any questions, contact theater@uofe.ca. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.